We are holding at the end of Vayichulu. If we're learning a day before Shavuos, Erev Shavuos, Zichet, make his toddlers at least somewhat to bring out in our Diburim the Nekuda of Shavuos with as much as we can in these Psukim that we have to learn, in this part of Davini that we have to learn. It says, Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i, that Pasuk we were up to, started it last week. We spoke many different pshatim last week in what means Vayikadesh Eisei. The Sfasemes in Lekutim in Parashas Bereishis says Vayikadesh Eisei, he was Mekadesh the Shabbos because he gave the Torah in Shabbos. Kula Alma Moide b'Shabbos Nitna Torah. That's the Vayikadesh Eisei. The Rebbein Shom gave the Torah Kadosh in Shabbos. With that, he was Mekadesh the Shabbos. Adova Nifla Admiyot. The Kedushas HaShabbos was the Etzem Metzias that the Rebbein Shem gave the Torah in Shabbos. Let us for a minute think, why Taket did the Rebbein Shem give the Torah in Shabbos? What's the Taket Pshat Kul Alma Moide B'Shabbos Nitna Torah? Efshe Kemenzogn Amoire Deke Deherenet. We know that with Shas B'Riyas HaOlem, Omes Oma Al Yivra, Omes said that the world shouldn't be Nivra. Why? The Kulay Shekel. The Alma the Shikra. In Alma de Shikra, the world shouldn't be Nivra. Setaka Alma de Shikra. Shabbos Bot is not part of this Alma de Shikra. Shabbos is the Nekudas HaEmes. Because Shabbos is taken out part of this Olam. Shabbos is Me'en Olam Abba. That's why Shabbos is the Nekudas HaEmes. That's why it says in the Torah HaKadosha, Bereishis Bara Elokim is Sefetevis Emes. But the Emes is not straight. Because the Emes can't be found so easily in this world. The Bereshit Bara Elokim is the Tov, and then Aleph, and then Amem. Shtake Shtet and Rishonim is the Sefer Teves Emes, but the Emes is not easily found. But when it comes to Shabbos, Endik Tzich Debriya, Asher Bara Elokim Lasais with the straight Emes. Bara Elokim Lasais is Sefer Teves Emes. There the Emes comes out. While Shabbos is Me'en Olam Abba, Shabbos is the Emes Nikir in the Welt. That's the Oymek Apshat that it says in Yishalmi and Demai, then Am Eretz is Amos Shabbos Olav, and he doesn't say Sheker Shabbos. Why? Because the Metzias of Shabbos comes to raise the Emes. The Shabbos comes out in the Kuda of Emes. Sadova Poshut Admiyot, that Na Alma de Shikra, and Ishdaka Platz for Emes. Torah is Emes, and Emes Ela Torah. So the Torah in Alma de Shikra, Be'etzem can't come down. It's a Tzira. Sheker and Emes don't exist. Sheker and Emes cannot coincide. It doesn't go together. What happens? What happens? The Rebbein Shem gave the Torah called Alma Moide b'Shabbos Nitna Torah. Because Shabbos is the Nekudas HaEmes, Nibriya, so then on Shabbos, the Torah could come down to this world. That is the reason why called Alma Moide b'Shabbos Nitna Torah. And that's why the Nekuda of Matan Torah had to be Daika on Shabbos, so that the world should be able to accept the Emes of Torah, the Torah's Emes, the Emes of Torah. That's why the world had to be given, that's why the Torah had to be given on Shabbos. But we have to remember that the Heiliges Vasemes tells us, why is the Torah called Torah's Emes? What does it mean that the Torah is Torah's Emes? That the Heiliges Vasemes, Pink Tadevi, we say Torah's Chatos. It means the Torah of a Chatos. There is Torah's Oila. It means the Torah of an Oila. Torah's Emes means that's the Torah which teaches us the truth. The Torah Akdoisha gives us the ability to be Zayn Dovik in the Emes and learn the Emes. That's touch Torah's Emes. It's a Torah that teaches us the Emes. So once we have the Torah, we could exist even in the Alma de Shikra also. Because the Torah gives us the ability. But the Mokim to be Mekabel the Torah is Taka on Shabbos. Now let us go a little bit further and talk a little bit more about this Nekuda that we said, Vayikadesh Eisei, that the Rebbein Shem was Mekadesh the Shabbos with the Torah Gedeisha. We know that the Shas Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael, were called Malachim. Ani Amati Elekim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. Why were they Malachim? For what reason were they called Malachim? What is the reason? Because they got Taka Amor Diki Koyach, Amalach Diki Koyach, Amalach Diki Koyach they got. Siddas Asemes Epashas Vayikra. From one side is a sapachat, from the other side we'll get off tanzen a ganze nacht from a shtikel sasemes. We know, achin ka adam temusun, u ka achad asarim tipoilu, that we lost the madrega of luches rishaynes. He lost the Madrega of Luchas Rishonis. Or where there's a pasuk that everybody knows from Erev Yom Kippur. Im Yesh Olav Malach Melitz Echad Mini Olav. A pasuk that we say when we say Kaparis. And the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis, Afilu Tat Kuf Tzadik Tes Malam Dem Cheva Ve'echad Malam Tzchus Vafilu Ba'isa Malach Tat Kuf Tzadik Tes Chalakam Dem Cheva Ve'echad Lezchus is a Nitzel. What is the lies in that Gemara? The same is so in that Gemara on Noir de Kezach. A thousand still is geblib ma malach in yedem mensch. In yedem mensch, even though we lost by Matan Torah, we didn't keep that being a malach. That mi amarti ele kimatem. Of ne elyon kulchem was lost, och in ka'odem to musam, but a chelik elef sheboi, we stayed. There stays in maizim, in the mensch, there's noch a chelik elef sheboi. Now, how do we see that in the Kuda, that there is in every Yid a Chelik Malachus, that means the Malach Melitz Echad Mini Elef? In Arizal, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu lost from his Madregis that he had in Kabbalah Satera, one, he was left only with a thousand Staka. That's the Kleina Aleph in Vayikra. What's the Aleph Zira in Vayikra? Because he was Nismayit a thousand times. He was mismayed from what he was by Matan Torah. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was mismayed a thousand times, so we know that by every Yid, it was mismayed a thousand times. So on every Yid, he geblieben an Echad Mini Elef, which we have a Koyach. Aber Shabbos, Yismach Moshe b'matnas Chelkei, Shabbos Moshe Rabbeinu gets back all the thousand Chalakim. Shabbos is not the poigim, the chet of Adam Erish, of the Egel. Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gets back all the thousand chalakim. And those thousand chalakim come back. Now it says in Zera Kodesh, in Parashas Vayesei, that the Baracha of the Rebbeinu Shalom is never less than a thousand. So what's the Baracha of Shabbos? Vayevarach Eisei, Vayekadesh Eisei, what was the Baracha of Shabbos? The least bracha that it could be is a thousand. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu gets back all thousand chalakim Shabbos. Because Shabbos' bracha is a thousand mol. So if Moshe Rabbeinu lost a thousand, so Shabbos he gets back in a thousand. Kommt der Chais der Be'etzem in every Eid on Shabbos, kommt ein Trick, a bissl mel, a thousand times of what he lost. It's a bissl, a Eid gets back in a certain sense, the Darg of Luchas Rishayin is Shabbos. As we know, we get back the Ksarim of the Luchas on Shabbos. Because that lies in the Vayivarech HaYisei of Shabbos. Now we will understand something that we said over many times, but every time it gave a little bit without understanding. Now is the first time we'll have Mamish a grip on it. In Ben Ishchai it says in Parashat Shemais that a blot Gemara Shabbos is a thousand blot in the weekdays. Why talk a thousand blot? In this piece of Sassemus, that the Baruch of Shabbos is a thousand times, because that's Birchus of the Kuchibrichu is a thousand times, liktak in them, they're in the Kuda, that the Vayivarech, that everything becomes a thousand times greater. So that's the Mekir that the Baruch of Shabbos has in it, the Sakoyach, to take a Blat Gemara and elevate it a thousand times. Let us go further in this Posik. Kivoy shovas mikol malachtoi ashebora elikim lasis. This word lasis needs an explanation. This whole posik needs explanation. What does it mean? Kivoy shovas mikol malachtoi ashebora elikim lasis. Lasis is a loshen osid. Lasis to do. Lasis is a loshen osid. So what does it mean? Ashebora elikim lasis. We can learn a few pshatim, and I will tell you how we can learn the few pshatim. Loite roiv mefarshim, based on a goyin in Aderes Aliyahu and in others, the Rebbeinu Shem created the world lasis, that the world has to go on. That means that yeidin tog, if the Eibishter continues to be mechadish the world. So the bria was a bria ashabara lekim lasis. To continue, make the Asiyah. The Asiyah is a constant Asiyah. Because Asiyah doesn't stop. Because Asiyah is constant, as we learned in Nefesh HaChaim, as we know from Sifrei Kabbalah, that the Asiyah is a constant Asiyah. Like the Nefesh HaChaim is medayik in davening. Hashem echadish v'chol yoim, tomit ma'ase bereshis, tomit kipshutai, tomit. But that lies in the Lasis. First of all, that's the first nekuda to touch the Lasis. The Lasis is the chidush abriya kiseida. Zogt the heilige goyin now amuyu the kipshat in this pasuk. Mamish afl of a fella. What did the Rebbeinu Shalom do? B'shas d'sheshes yimei bereshes. The Rebbeinu Shalom created what he wanted to create Shabbos on Friday. As I Dr. Rashi, that the bria of Friday, to Friday was a double bria, the Balei Chayim and the Adam. Why? Because what he was made to be create Shabbos, he created on what? On Friday. Kum t'chois in nitzchis. That bria that has to happen Shabbos always is happens before Shabbos. Is kivoy shavas mikol malachtoy. The Eibishter was shavas mikol malachtoy. Also from the Ashebara likim lasis, the Eibishter is also shavas. From that Ashebara likim lasis in the Osid, the Eibishter is also shavas every Shabbos. Because that happens on every Erev Shabbos. Because just like in the Bria of Shabbos happens Erev Shabbos, so too in the Nitzchis of lasis, is also Kivoy Shavas. On that Lasis, there's also a Shvisa. And that Lasis happens on Erev Shabbos. That's the way the Goyin learns. The Kivoy Shavas goes on the Lasis. That Lasis is Kivoy Shavas. The Eibish is Shavas from that Lasis. So Dvarim Nifloim in Pshat, in Oimika Pshat, in understanding the Pasuk. That's the first Nekuda of how to understand the Bara Elikim, Ashabara Elikim Lasis. That's the Kivoy Shavas. Mikol Malachta Ashabara Elikim Lasis. Amen Lushkalova, the Talmud from Goyin, and we said over the original part of Amen Lushkalova many times, that Amen Lushkalova has Remozim in the Sheish Yishimei HaMaisa, in the names of the Sheish Yishimei HaMaisa. Echot, Sheini, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, Hashishi, the Rosh Tevis, the Sefer Tevis, the Oziyas Emtsois, as they are fanum with them. Half of a fella. We are not going to go into it because I can't repeat it now. Finish the zman of them. Half of a fella. What oy bazoi, Shabbos, he does a noir de kepele. Which word in Shabbos is the word that he used to be mashlim the sheish shimei amaisa? The word after echod, sheini, shlishi, revi, chamishi, hashishi. I'm only telling you over, he uses the word lasis. Lasis is ki'ilu, the mitzias shiyoyim ha'shvi. How do you understand that word? He might say over such a thing and not to understand it, atish kapshat. So I will tell you a mulir de kezach, that the taich from lasis can be the taich lesaking. Where do I find that? In Pashas ki seitze. When the Torah Kedosh talks by a fastoya, Zakt Rashi, that asiyah means loshen tikkun. By the osat sepanel, the Rashi is a loshen of tikkun. So the taich of lasis is a loshen of tikkun. So the bria needs a tikkun. That is the taich kivoy shavas mikom alachtoy ashabara alekim, which the Rebbeinu Shalom created the bria lasis, that the bria needs a tikkun. What is the tikkun in the bria? Shabbos is the tikkun in the bria. So in what word lies the whole mitzias of Shabbos? Talking the word lasis. Because lasis, that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom made the ticket in the Bria. Ki vosh shavas mikom alachto shabar alekim. Lasis to shaft the ticket in the Bria. So the Shabbos, when you talk, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is lasis. What I want to take out is kama v'kama in yonim in oilam ha'maisa. In oilam ha'maisa. Vi nemt ayid the Shabbos Arayin in the Vacha they could take. We spoke many times that our Avodah is to take Shabbos Arayin in the Vacha they could take. All Svarim HaGadoshim. A person has to take Shabbos into his Yomei HaMaisa. Where is the first place that a person has the ability to take Shabbos into Yomei HaMaisa? And I think that the Emes, Medafon Bechlal Chizuk in this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Tefillin. B'shaas Ayid Geit Tefillin Idosh Tiklich Svas Emes Kelor. That the Shas Ayid gave Tefillin, he's Bepchinis Shabbos. Then he brings down on himself, at that point that he's going Tefillin, he is the Bechina of Shabbos, and he's Mamshach on himself, the Ur of Shabbos. That's Dvarim Pshutim Admiyot. Because if it says in Zohar HaKadosh, that when a person wears Tefillin, it's the Bechina of Beis HaMikdash, also the Mikdash Shechanti Besoicham Dor Roza the Tefillin. So that means that the tefillin takes a person into a different atmosphere, into a different place. It hikes him to a different level. And that's the level, me'en Shabbos al kol ponim. Re'ei dovar pele. We know how many tevis are there in tefillin. How many words are there in tefillin? The Megal Amukis touches Gemaris with it. There's Tov Gimel tevis in the four parashas of tefillin. Tak, tefillin are a kroin, a keser. In Aramish, is togo, is a lotion of a keser. There are tag tevis in tefillin. In two pair of tefillin, there are 806 tevis. Lasa is Begematria, 806. Thus is Shabbos. Shabbos is Lasais. That Lasais, how do you have that Lasais in the weekdays? That Lasais in the weekdays comes from the Tron Shayad and the Tron Shareish. That's how you have that Lasais, that Shabbos is Misakein. You have that same Tikkun, and that you have the Hamshocha of Kedushas Atvilin. You have the Hamshocha of Kedushas Atvilin through Hamshocha's Kedushas Shabbos through the Tvilin. And that's the touch of Lasais. That the Shabbos is the tikkun in the Bria. Why is Shabbos the tikkun in the Bria? So now we will come maybe to understand a little bit more why the Torah was given on Shabbos. We know Bo Shabbos, Bo Menucha, because the Shlemus of the Bria is the tikkun of the Bria that we just said. There's another tikkun that the Bria needs. The other tikkun that the Bria needs is the Sinas HaTorah. That's the other Chelek HaTikkun. So on what day does the Torah given? On the day of tikkun. If Shabbos is the day that's Lasais, that the Yisoid of Shabbos is a Tikkun, so then the Torah is given on that day. There's a Meiridikis HaSemes in Shavuos. I said it over Friday night by the second minion. A Halfludikis HaSemes in Shavuos that teaches us how a person is supposed to think. The Gemara says, Zolcha Yom HaShabbos LeKatshoi, Zolcha HaYoyim HaZeh, Mahosam B'Tzuma Shal Yoyim, Avocha B'Tzuma Shal Yoyim. Just like by Mitzrayim, Zochus Yom HaZeh was the day that we went out of Mitzrayim, must be that Zochus Yom HaShabbos LeKatshoi was B'Tzuma Shal Yoyim. Zochus HaSemes. If it was only a mikre that it fell out on Shabbos, Pasnish Tzogun B'Tzuma Shal Yoyim. It's not B'Tzuma Shal Yoyim. It happens to be it was Shabbos. It's Shaykh Tzogun that had the Shaykh B'Tzuma Shal Yoyim, just like Yitzhi Mitzrayim was B'Tzuma Shal Yoyim. Yitzhi Mitzrayim was B'Tzuma Shal Yoyim because it was B'Tzuma Shal Yoyim. So if you say that Shabbos is B'Tzuma Shal Yoyim, it's not shaykh to say itzuma shel yoyim unless that you say that it is taked the atzmius of the day and it's shaykh to that day. So why taked it shaykh to that day? Because just like Shabbos is the mashlim of the bria, the tikkun of the bria, because ma yoylam chosar, the yoylam was chosar menucha, so the heiliges rasemes kemoikein the other tikkun that the world needs and that brings menucha to the bria and is goymer the bria and is mashlim the bria. You could see it to such halfle the kipash at the words. If there be mekabel satayra motiv. So what is the ashlam of the bria? What was the gemara of the bria? Kabbal satayra. So what is the right day that is the hashlam of the bria? Shabbos. So if Shabbos is the Shlom of the Bria, and the Nesinus HaTorah is the Shlom of the Bria, so Mamela, that is the right day for the Nesinus HaTorah. That is the Taich in Lasais, thus is the Nekuda, we learn two Pshatim in Lasais, and Azai Getim and Belaibim with these two Pshatim in Lasais. Instead of starting Yismachu B'Malchus Chanal, we will talk one more Nekuda about Shabbos. Adova Nifla was the Rebbeinu Shleilom, was choining me on Shabbos, and I was afraid to say it over because I didn't know the Amitiyas HaDvarim. In Baruch Hashem, we found Mekoyres for it, so Kemenes Ibizogun. The Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, brings a Yid Zogt every night, Vahose Sotn Mufaneinu Umachreinu. Who is the Sotn Mufaneinu Umachreinu? He brings from Kadmeinim that it means Esav and Yishmoel. Esav and Yishmoel took the day, Friday and Sunday. Sunday Esav took, Friday Yishmoel took. They want to be yoinik and they want to disturb the Shabbos. But Shabbos is mevatel them. Shabbos doesn't let. Shabbos is mevatel the koyach of Esav and Yishmoel. Esav from afterwards me'achreinu, Yishmoel mifaneinu. That's the two koyachos that they want to come and they want to disturb the kedushas of Shabbos. And le'idoch gisa, Shabbos is mashbis these two koyachos. Shabbos is mashbis these two koyches. Let us go a step further. The Heilige Goyim tells us that Naseh and Nishma are the ksarim of Esav and Yishmoel. Naseh, this is Esav. Nishma, this is Yishmoel. We took the Ksarim, that means that's the Achno of the two Koiches of Esav and Yishmael. In the Golus that we lost the Ksarim, Esav and Yishmael picked themselves up. That's why Tefillin, that we go the Ksarim of Nasav and Nishma, the two Ksarim we just spoke about, that the two Ksarim, there's each one is a tag, the Shalyad is Nasa, the Shalrosh is Nishma, so we have the two Ksarim of Nasav and Nishma. Shabbos, we get back the Ksarim of Nasav and Nishma. That's why we have a Koyach against Esav and Yishmael on Shabbos. The Gemara says in Masechtes Gittin, Apella de Ki Gemara, V'noishamtem, the Rebbein Shem did a chesed godl with Klal Yisrael. What's the chesed the Rebbein Shem did with Klal Yisrael? It was Magdim Shtei Shonem L'Venoishamtem. V'noishamtem is Tov Tov Nun Beis Shona, and the Eivishter was Magdim 2 years. We were only in Golus Tov Tov Nun Shona. What's the difference? What's the difference? Is that interesting? When I shantem, we were Tov Tov Nun Bei Shona, Tov Tov Nun Shona, Meinaf Kemene de Misper Ashonem. What lies in this Gemara? In order not to be Tov Tov Nun Bei Shona, we could have been Tov Tov Nun Aleph Shonem. The Eibishter didn't have to make 2 Shonem to be Magdim when I shantem. A Gemara that's hard to understand. The Eibishter me zugeschickt Azamachshova. As we know that Esav is Kash. Over in one from Kira, we know there's 2 psoilus in every tour. Sidot Tevan and Sidot Kash. What is Tevan? In my angefallen am Achshava, as Tevan is the Gematri Yishmael. And if Esav is Kash, is Tevan is Yishmael. And from there is my angefallen adover Pele, as Tevan and Kash together is Tov Tov Nun Beis. And thus is the klipa mit the shleimus a klipa. Aber es chazach, was man darf dich treffen, ist der heilige Chsam Sefer. In Parashas Shmos schreibt beferisch, wenn euch schamtem, begemat wie ihr kasch teven. Also es steht in heilige Chsam Sefer. Ist Boruch Hashem, also hat am Ekör. Also wenn euch schamtem, ist die shleimus a psoilis, also es steht in Chsam Sefer. He doesn't talk about Yishmol and Esav. He talks about shleimus a psoilis. Tavi when the Kash is the Pseilis, that's the Rebbeinu was Matzulos before we had Shleimus HaPseilis. As I state in Heilige Chsam Sefer. If we know, we have to go now and find a Mekir. It's Baruch Hashem, we found as the Ramak, the Heilige Ramak, and Skenzain Stor HaMekir in Azera Kodesh, from Mashma from Abtsodik and Pashas Bolok, that says clearly as Tevan is Yishmoel, and Esav is Kash is Aposik, by Esav Lekash, and Tevan is Yishmoel, those are the 2 Pseilis. We'll even try to explain it in Dvarim Pshutim. Tosfos says, what's the difference of Tevan and Kash? Kash is the Mechubar. Tevan is what falls off around the Peri. The difference between Esav and Yishmael is Zeh Poshet. Yishmael Be'etzem is not Mechubar to the Klal Yisrael. He's a klipa that came from the outside. Mashen came Esav is a chelik taker from the Imois. He's more Mechubar. That's why the Kash is more Mechubar. The Tevan is not Mechubar. That's the difference in the klipos, what they are. Akoponim dos is Tevan in Kash. Kash, we know, is Rosh Tevis, Kino, Sino, that comes from Esav. That's what Kash is, Kino and Sino. Tevan, Kemereden, Remozim. I don't want to say Remozim, but Sichonish Kashaych is to them. It's Melozim with them. Melozim with them, that Tevan is Begematria Yishmael. So we understand if Tevan is Begematria Yishmael, we understand why Tov Tov Nun Aleph is also no good. Because Tov Tov Nun Aleph is still Yishmoel. Because Tevan is this, that's why the Eibish had to be Magdim Shteish on him, that shouldn't have any Shaykhis. She shouldn't have any Shaykhis. We also see that which Klipa didn't we have Bishleimus? In Yishmoel was the Miet. Not in the Kash was the Miet. Pashtas the Miet was in the Koyach. From Tevan was the Miet Shteish on him. Like we said, it shouldn't be Yishmoel. So he took off in Yishmael. Mistoma darf men sagen that we're mashlim those teishonim now in our Golus Yishmael today. Azoi volt men gedarf sagen. Now I want to finish off mit Adova Nifla. Mishin dik de heilige Imre Chaim, Mishin dik de heilige Imre Chaim Shabbos, a sefer was sehr schwer zu verstehen, a heilige heilige sefer, a yid was a gekochten Shabbos Kedish, steht mitten a stickel Imre Chaim, Mishin dik, yoima de Nishmasa. Shabbos is called, one of the names of Shabbos is Yoima Dinishmasa. Yoima Dinishmasa is Begematria Tov Tov Nun Beis, Begematria Kash Tevan, Simavatl the Klipov in Kash Tevan. As they state in Imre Chaim. Like we may read in this half of a fella. If Shabbos is mevatel the klipa of Yishmael and Esav, that's what we spoke about. Svachen af aksen betelen u'shvisen goes on Esav and Yishmael. It's mevatel those two klipas. So we understand that yoimod din ishmosa, the koyach of Shabbos is the koyach amenaged to the klipa of Tevin and Kash, and that means klal that our avoda on Shabbos is taka to be misala and to elevate ourselves. Lamaila from those two klipas, lamaila from kino and sino, lamaila from taiva, bimavatl these klipas of kino and taiva, and bimavatl the klipas of Esav and Yishmael, and that way Shabbos is mesugal taka to bring the geula shleima.